to our three talks given here, we came to the conclusion that man body is the highest in all creation. It is a golden opportunity we have got, because in this man body alone we can know God. And to know God, we have to know ourselves first. Because God cannot be known by the outgoing faculties, by the mind or intellect, with intellect you only try to grasp certain things. It is the soul alone that can know the over soul, because soul is of the same essence as that of God. God is all consciousness, and our soul is a drop of the ocean of all consciousness. So first, to know God, we will have to know ourselves first. Like knows the like. But unfortunately, our soul is envined by mind and outgoing faculties. Our soul is under the control of mind. Mind is under the control of the outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are dragged like anything by the outer enjoyments. So, all masters said that we should know ourselves first. Know thyself. East and west makes no matter, you see. Those who have known God, they say the same thing. But to know ourselves, we will have to know it not at the level of feelings or drawing inferences, but by self-analysis, by rising above body consciousness. Outgoing faculties will have to be controlled, mind to be stilled, and intellect also to cease for a while after understanding what is what. Only then we can know ourselves. It is a matter of pure self-analysis, rising above body consciousness. To know God at the level of feelings or drawing inferences are subject to error, seeing is above all. And this practical experiences of rising above body consciousness is had at the feet of some who rise above body consciousness dead. Saint Paul said, I die daily. Dying daily means what? As the soul leaves the body at the time of death, same process you have to undergo. Saint Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, their soul has the same experience of leaving the body as it has at the time of death. At the time of death, you know, the outward expression of the soul is attention. Attention is withdrawn from all outside. And anybody goes to the man who is deathbed, he does not recognize him because his attention is withdrawn from all outside. Then the lower body is benumbed, lower chakras are broken, we come at the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes. When the eyes are upturned, so learn to die so that you may begin to. So, knowing oneself, as I told you, this experience or demonstration can be heard at the feet of somebody who rises daily. He also is competent to give you a demonstration of that. You will see that you have risen, you are not the body, you see. So, this man body is a wonderful house we live in. In which there are so many apertures of the eyes, of the ears, of the nostrils, mouth into underneath, we cannot run away out of it. We are controlled. So our body works so long as we are in the body. And we are in the body so long as we are controlled in the body by some higher power, which is according to the scriptures, they say it is the God into expression power called Nama, our word. So when that power is withdrawn, we have to leave the body. So rising above body consciousness by self-analysis gives you practically what is knowing oneself. When you know self, you see some. One is leaving the body, you see, when karmic link is broken, cellular cord which is based on the reactions of the past is broken, such a soul never returns. But if you know to rise above body consciousness while alive, process is the same. But you then watch some power is controlling you. As I told you the other day, one atheist was at his deathbed. He had in his room a big motto, God is nowhere. A child came up and began to read, G-O-D God, I-S is, N-O-W now, H-E-R-E here, God is now here. And then that man dying said, yes, child, there's some power in there. So it is knowing oneself by self-analysis, it is just rising above body consciousness. When you know that power which is controlling us now in the body, that becomes apparent. So all other practices, in the man body alone we can know God, and all the world is full of practices, you see, we do one way or the other, so many things. Those are only preparation for the ground. So those are good actions, of course, but to have some models before us, it is just to understand something. But to see that thing for which that model stands, that is something else. So the other day it was also explained that God is wordless, nameless, ashabd. When it came into being, into expression, that absolute God wanted, I wish to be many, there was vibration that resulted in two things, light and sound. God is light, and God is music of the spheres, nada. So these are the two outward expressions of God into expression power, which is controlling the whole universe, and also controls us in the body. So that can be contacted when we rise above body consciousness to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eye. So it is a practical question which can be demonstrated. And when you see for your own self what is what, then only you can be convinced, not before. At the same time, something more was explained to you. Man is afraid of dying for two reasons. One, we do not know how to leave the body. First, we are not accustomed to it. We are so much attached outside that we cannot dare to withdraw from outside. Sometimes we do wish to withdraw from outside, but we are so much identified with the outside things, even if we want to leave, we cannot leave. So, for that reason, you see, We have to withdraw from outside. If you know how to leave the body day to day, if you die daily, as St. Paul said, you take cross daily, cross taking, stand up, that's going above. Then the death becomes a matter of joy, because all glory and beauty lies within you. Astral plane is more beautiful than the outer physical plane. Causal is still more, and higher plane is still higher beauty and higher bliss. So once a man has an experience of that, he would like to go any time he could possibly go. Now as you are not in contact with that, mind is just given up to the outward enjoyments, what gives them little bliss. These are two things I put before the other. Now what we are doing? We have made models of the man body. So man body is the two temples in which we live, as also that power that controls us in the body. Whom we want to contact, and the one who wants to contact, both in the same body. But we cannot say, because our soul is in the control of mind, mind is the control of the outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are dragged like anything by the outside enjoyments, identified with the ourselves so much that we have forgotten ourselves. So you know how to rise daily? Somebody God says there is no sting of death in death. Scriptures do tell us. Hindu scriptures tell us, when the soul leaves this physical body, man experiences pain like terrible pain, like a scorpion when bites anybody, stung by a scorpion. In the beginning it's only just slight pinching, then that gives terrible pain. They compare to a 1,000 scorpions stinging together. Mohammedan scriptures tell us, when soul leaves the body, it feels pain like that, as a thorny bush is taken to the rectum and drawn to the mouth. You see man dying, how terrible he feels sometimes, you see. So master tells us, learn to die so that you may begin to live. All masters said in their own language. And the other thing is, we do not know what will be our fate after leaving the body. But two things we don't dare. We are afraid of death. If we sit at the feet of somebody who can give us a demonstration of how to rise above body consciousness and a link of the God into expression power, which is light and sound, as I told you just now, that's the way back to absolute God. Direct way, no hypothesis to be made. That's in natural yoga, you know. When mind gets that bliss, then naturally he would like to avoid outer enjoyments like anything. Now what we are doing, we have made the model of the man body outside, dome-shaped. All temples, Hindu temples. Nose has shaped, churches-like. Masks, forehead-shaped. They have put in two symbols of God into expression, their light and sound. We go there, they are modeled to show the such like light and such like sound is within you. So long they were practical people, they gave them experience, demonstration as to how to rise above body consciousness, have a contact with that light and sound, which is the outward expression, aspect of the God into expression power. They were convinced. But for want of practical people, these things have become be all and end all. They were only modeled to show that such like light of God and sound principle is within you. For want of practically people, there was nobody to demonstrate the light within us, and we simply go to the churches and the mosques and the other things, light the candle there, and ring the bell there. Outer worship, they light the candles and receive. So you see, it is only, you see, following the model which went to show that such like light within you, and we had to rise our physical body and have a contact with the two light, with the two sound, which is reverberating within the man body in all creation. So those who have seen that, They say body is the temple of God. Master say, man body is the true temple of God in which the light of God shines. So we are so much given up for want of practical people. We engage from day to day in these outward models which are made to for the preparation of the ground, to let people understand what is what. When the Master meets us, he opens the single eye within us, third eye, single eye, whatever it is, Shivnetra it is called. So that light he sees for himself. Then you'll find, you see, to leave the body is very easy, you see. Jaya, it is a matter of jaya. Kabir said, people are afraid of hearing the name of God, of death. I'm very much overjoyed when I hear the name of death, because it's only then I can unite with the God overhead. So this I am explaining to you what I gave out in my previous two or three talks. I am now talking about Guru Amar Das, the third guru of the Sikhs. He was engaged in outward practices, models, all schools of thought for 70 long years. But naturally, you see, you are not satisfied. When you see a thing, then say, God is light. If you don't see it, I think God is light. You are not seeing the light of God. If you say God is light, is it true? No. So Guru Amar Das, when after 70 long years, now can his chamber be opened to you, God made some arrangement to bring him in contact with the second Guru of the Sikhs. He got that experience of rising above body consciousness, and open the third or the single eye within to see the light of God, and they say, God is light. Then he says, I have spent 70 long years only engaged in the outer, in the methods which concern exotic side only. They are good actions, of course, because they are meant for God, but the doership is there, ego. Whatever you will sow, so shall you reap. You have good thoughts, you have good actions, results. You have bad thoughts, bad results. This coming and going, you will go where you are attached. This goes on like that. But when you see that power is overhead, as I explained to you, that atheist man, yes, my child, there is power overhead. That you only come to know, if you now rise above body consciousness, you will see for yourself, power is control. When you see you what you have the experience of God, what God, not the absolute God. Absolute God, nobody has seen God, absolute God, at any time. It is only a matter of before coming into expression. He was wordless, he was nameless. When it came into the world, it was called word, it was called nama, it was called shabda. So there are two aspects of word, thy lamp is in two. Word is a lamp unto my feet. By coming in contact with Nama, you see the light comparing to hundreds and thousands of suns rising together. And in whomsoever that light is effulgent, truly speaking, he is a Sikh. One form, one outer label or the other carrying, belonging to different schools of thought or social bodies does not necessarily mean you have achieved that very object for which you have joined that school of thought. A true Sikh can become only when you see the light of God. Hindu is one who sees the light within. Christian is one who sees the light of God. Mohammedan will see the light of God. The same degree for all these. So long as we do not see, it is just like blindness work, you see. Buddha Nasi said, God is light. When he sees that he is light and he is the controlling power keeping us and we are mere puppets in his hands, naturally that loses all ego, because you see some higher power is working. So Guru Amar Das, When I saw that, he said, without seeing him, say that he, you say his prayers, you praise him, it is just like a blindness work. See and then say. All masters say, unless you see your praising God is good, that for the good thought, for at least it is towards God, but your ego, your doership is not God. So naturally, as you sow, so shall you reap. When you see that part working, I am not working, you see, that you all lose, you lose your ego. So come in contact with God into expression power. When you see that is the controlling power that is keeping us in the body and his, we are mere puppets in his hand, naturally ego goes. That can be had only when you sit at the feet of some real adept, called by any name you like, who opens your inner eye, you see the light of God within you. So at that time he gave all his gist, or the digest of his teaching, what he gave in one name, that I am going to present before you. By giving all this, in the previous 2000, giving summary here, he said, look here, where is God? He said, God lives in this very cave of the body. Cave is always long and dark, you see, this is a long cave. Don't think it is there. It is in the cave of the body, he does live. You see? In this, that God, who is never ending, you see, and who is above all outgoing faculties, that lives in it. Body is the temple of God, he said. Maulana Rumi tells us that our Prophet told us that God says, he says, I am so great that all this earth, sky and plains, higher and lower, all this creation is not sufficient to contain me in them. I am so great. But he says, strange enough that I abide in the heart of a devotee. And I mean everybody, I did that in every heart. Kabir says, I went to pay, to have a pilgrimage to the Makkah, Medina. And on the way, God met me. He began to fight with me, saying, who told you I am here? I am in you. So we are, after finding him by going round from place to place, all master digest I am giving you. I need not quote, there are hundreds of quotations there. They say, the whom you want to, he is in you. He is your controlling power. He also resides in the body. Body is the true temple of God. Outward models are made to give you some idea. Such like power is within you. So unless we see that power, we cannot lose ego. And so long the ego is not gone, we come round and round and round. So all masters say to us like that. He says, God resides within you, just like, take the case of mortar. The more you grind in water, the more red color it gives. As the fire is in the wood, by rubbing it, you get the fire. As butter is in the milk, but you cannot have direct, that should be change it to the curd, and curd should be shaken, and then the butt will come out. So such like God resides within you. He is just the teller. That God resides in us. Different saints, I am only few giving you some instance. The God resides in the heart of everybody. See? But we do not see him. Why? He says, it is a sort of, you see, what you cataract when it is the cover comes to the pupil of the body, man does, cannot see. If that is moved carefully, then sight is restored. Similarly, when our attention is withdrawn from all outside, and just taken to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of eye, which is the tenth door in the body, which opens into the beyond, where you knock and shall be opened unto you. There are 10 doors in the body. So Guru Amar Das gives in all ways the expression how he got you and why people are going amiss. So first he said, to whom you want to continue, gravity resides in your man body, in atom. And that he is latent within you. You see? And all this outer expression is of only God into expression power. All this came out of him, then where is that place where he is not? You see, in the air, there is nothing to be seen. Is there nothing in this air? There is, of course. When you see through a microscope, you see, that magnifies all things about 700 times more. Then you see it, it is full of insects. They are there even now. Either those things are magnified to come up to our level, or our inner attention so much materialized that we come to their level, you see. So there is God. Masters and they have seen this in this very man body. And those who have found it there, those who trying to find him out in outward practices or observances, they will never get it. That's good action, of course, they don't deny. Ego is there, doership is there. You have to sow, as you sow, so shall you reap. Good actions will bring you good. Your coming and going will go round and round. Okay? When you see that he is the worker, your ego is lost, naturally your coming and going ended. This is what he said, you see. When you come to the feet of Master, he gives us a contact with that God into expression power, which is called Word, which is called Shabda, which is called Naam. Then you see for yourself God is there. But God absolute not, I tell you. God into expression power, the two aspects of which enlighten. You see the light of God, you see the music of the spheres. Now he thanks God, oh God, I thank you very much, I sacrifice myself to you. I've been in long, 70 long years in such, and I thank to my Guru at whose feet I got this experience. I sacrificed myself not one time, hundreds of times on the Master, you see, over the Master, who has made God manifest in me. So you see, we need teacher at every step, you see. Even the children need parents, brothers and sisters to teach them. In schools, we want teachers. In all outer aspects, all subjects are related to the outgoing faculty, mind or intellect, we want guidance over there. And this subject, which is when you rise above body consciousness, you rise above outgoing faculty, don't you need anybody? You do need somebody, but why we are afraid of it? Because the world is full of teachers, excuse me, now I say. Christ also says, they come as wolves, but they are ravening wolves. They come as lambs, but they are ravening wolves. There's so much, I mean, acting, posing, going on, the people cannot decide which is what. And Master lay out one criterion for that. Unless you see yourself what the Master says, and you testify to it, don't believe the words of the Master. That's a great criterion. This can differentiate from the right, wrong, right from the wrong. So he says, oh God, I'm thankful to my Guru, who has made that God into expression of power, after which I was 70 long years manifested. Thanks go to natural, gratefulness on the heart. Now, what he said, he said, first thing is that Naam, God into expression, which has got two aspects, when you come into contact with it, that gives you everlasting life. Amrut means the water of life which gives you everlasting life. You never die. Once you learn to die, you live forever. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. That the water of life is had only when you learn how to rise above body consciousness physically. So he says that gives you a taste, a sort of intoxication. The taste of which, bliss of which, when mind gets, he forgets all outer enjoyments. In man body only we can have, and this thing we can have at the feet of the Master. He rises above physical body daily, 100 times a day at will if he wishes, and makes other rise above body consciousness, the demonstration of which is given to him. And he sees for himself really Viraj, and rise above body consciousness. Some get more, some other, some capital is given to him to start with. A man who is coming gives you a talk on business principles, very wonderful talk, very informative talk. But the men to whom you are giving a talk, they have got no money. What is your talk else? Here also the people who come ask and give very sweet stories of the Vijayan, are they able to give you something to start with? The starting with starts only with all world philosophies, and there the living starts. You must be able to have something to start with, maybe little or more, you think? So this thing, you can have it. But it's got very sweetness in it, bliss in it. Now he says, to rise up above physical body is very difficult. Yogis have spent hundreds of years to rise above physical body. They perform kumbhak, control of the breath at the different centers in the body. Ultimately they come out to the 6th chakra at the back of the eye, which is the seat of the soul in the body, and then they see, catch the sound principle. How long it is there. And when the masters come, they give you little thought, 10, 20, 30, whatever number, say, all outer attention we've done goes up and opens in a CD, something to start with, of light and sound. How great concession it is these days. So how does he give? It is very difficult to rise up body consciousness. And you are given some experience, more or less, how to rise above body consciousness, have some capital of light and sound to start with. Then you have to dwell further. Where the world flows your hand, as I told you, there the religion starts. Religion means re means back, leisure to bind. To withdraw your outstanding all outside, which is the outer expression of the soul, and contact it with God within you. Now the question arises, how Master gives this? Guru Amada, he says, just give the one example of collyrium, which is put in the eyes, you see. God puts the collyrium of that jnana, that experience in the eyes. Very poetical way of giving, went to it. As you see, collyrium put in the eyes, you see. Is similarly some God-man or some saint or some name, by any name you like, he withdraws our attention from outside, withdraws it, bring it to the back of the eyes. And what it happens? You see light? You follow me? This is what he says. How God-man or saint gives you this jnana, the kudirima, light and sound, you know, by withdrawing your attention from all sound, and taken to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes, which yogis have taken hundreds of years to have it. Then you see for your own self, first it is all darkness when you close your eyes, when he gives a sitting, your attention will be drawn from outside, goes up, and darkness is thin, you see light. And you testify to it, it is light. Not necessarily you will have it in hundreds of years of the life. end of the life or 10 years or 5 years. He gives you something to start with. First it is all dogmas, you see. Then when you see for yourself, you are convinced. This is how Guru Amar Das tells me his story. Before that, you see, naturally all saints say that those who do not see God and place Him in His light, then they are a blind man. In the terminology of the saints, blind man is spoken of such a man who is not those who have got no eyes over the forehead, but who have inner eye is not open to see the light of God. Kabir says, I see all blind men sitting around me. Had there been one or two, I would have said to them, what to speak, where I sit, all are blind. Very sweeping remark, of course, but stands true. So for that reason, you see, so long as some man, call him by any name, who can give you teacher of a man is a man. God resides in every heart. Somewhere is manifest. In which is manifest, He gives you a demonstration of it. Yes, so without the grace of the God working in a man body, you see, word made flesh, you might say, God manifests in any man body, that power withdraws your attention from all outside, takes up there, and you see light. Your inner eye is open, not a single eye is open. That is open when your all attention is withdrawn from outside, and you rise above chakras, reach to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eye. You see for yourself. So, for this reason he says, those who are going to find God in all worldly things, outside practices, their whole labor is just like a man is caught, you see, in the, what you say, by government or by conscription, you have to work day and night until he gets no pay. So all labor lost in doing all outward expenses valued according to that. A real thing is to know God. We practice all models. With all that we do not see God. Of course that is good action. That will give us good results. But ego is not lost. The coming and going will go on. But how can that be done? When you sit at the feet of Him, with His grace, that light is becomes effulgent. It is already there. Only it is a question of withdrawing from outside and come up to the seat of your body. I see now this point is very clear. You can come of yourself, do your best if you can. What more is wanted? If not successful, in outer things we can also the help of adept in those lives. Just sit by somebody who gives you that gratis free, all what you say, all gifts of God are free, air, sun, water, earth. This also a gift of God. Someone will give you all free. So for that reason, what is necessary to sit at the feet of somebody? Guru Mukh word means when your eyes come in contact with the eyes of the great man, you see, and life is ensured. One third of the teaching is given by the word of mouth, and two third by rajis. So that is your devotion is necessary. In devotion you develop receptivity, you see. And there you learn more. Two-thirds of the whole teaching, and one-third only word of mouth. So they say you want to derive the full benefit of the man body. That's a golden opportunity you have got to know God. Then sit at the feet of somebody. You do know who is who. But real yearning is there, God within you sees that you are really crying for Him, He makes some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where you can put us away and you will testify that it's like that. You may have something, little or more, I say, something to start with according to each man's background. So this is what He gave out when He came to the feet of the digest of all His teachings in one heap. So every saint has his past and every sinner in the future. There is hope for everybody. Guru Amar Das, when he came up to that state, he said, I was like you someday. Neete uttum bahe har kisai. I was just like you. I have now come up with the grace of God. What did grace of God do? I was a stone, just, what you say, under water, under the control of the outgoing faculty, dragged me up and manifested Himself to me. So there is hope for everybody. Those who have got man body, that is why man body is spoken of very highly. Even the, what you say, angels were asked to bow down to the man body. All rishis, souls of the rishis of the old, when they returned from after enjoying the higher bliss of the plane, they chose the man body to enter. So we are very great fortunate, you got the man body. So this is the highest time, you see, to know God. All others, you see, are the essence of the path, give and take. The flowing pen of God has united us as a reaction of our past. Some as brothers, sisters, wives, husbands, parents. So, a God-man, or man in God, brings you in a closer relation which is already existing. He said when Christ was told, you people are sitting, said, your mother has come. Who is my mother? Those who do the will of my father, they are my mother, they are my brother, they are my... This is a true relation in which a God-man unites us, you see. As man we are all one, you see. You heard my previous talks. And soul we are the same essence of God. We are all brothers and sisters in God. And we worship the same God, called by different names. So it is high time for the golden opportunity that we have got to see. We have got the man body for this long, so many years, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old sitting. Have you reached God? Well, good. If not, hurry up. So this is the item for that. This is what I found by parallel study of the scriptures and by sitting at the feet of the Master. As I just, Guru Amar Das, He was placed before you. Well, passed through all the 70 years, He got it, He said, this is the way. So I place with you. I may thank you for your patient hearing today and the other days. What I found, I place before you. But after tomorrow, there will be no more talk in English. Tomorrow evening, there will be one Hindi talk in South Wales again. And day after tomorrow, God willing, I am bound for America. So I will be leaving for America. So thank you for your affording this opportunity of snatching away your time from your busy hours to just have a patient hearing what I have come to know. So I thank you all for all that. Something I have to say, you see, especially for those who are already initiated. For them, one thing is necessary, you see. First, it is the bread of life and water of life. No day should pass without taking that food. It is the bread of life. You are asked to put in as much time as you can, at least 2 hours daily. When I went to my master, he asked me how much time I should put in, I tell you. As a family man, I had 2 children, I was serving also, earning my livelihood. He said, put in 5 to 6 hours at least, and the more you can. After it is, we have to work. So at least 2 hours, you put in more, that's all right. It is helping yourself. If not, at least 2 hours out of the 24 hours, not much. One tithe is to be given. One tithe of the 24 hours becomes 2 hours and 20 minutes. All right, you are further given a concession of 20 minutes. This is one thing. And let them also maintain diet. Hitherto, these things were given only when the vessels or the people were ready, when the vessel was clean. Now the times have changed. Who can sit at the feet of the master for years? So you are given something to start with first, and you are asked to maintain it by self-introspection, weeding out all failures in life, and also putting in regular time daily. If you weed out all imperfections from within you, and also put in regular time, and you get something to start with already, then that will experience will dwell from day to day. So for that, self-introspection diary is necessary, must be submitted. For guidance, for further guidance, not for submitted to any higher power, you see, only for guidance, to know, so that you may know yourself where you are, what are the failures in your life. It is just like when you go to the church, to the missionary, and say, well, what you say, confession, when you say, oh God, I have done, I won't do more, you see, it's 100 times a day. And the second, this is first thing, as I told you. Second thing is, you see, where more than one man sits in my name, God said, I'm there. There are weekly talks held here. There's a group working here at London proper. Place he can tell you. Spare some time to attend at least weekly for 2 hours. When you sit together in the name of God, blessing is there by radiation, hundreds of times. Miles away you can have radiation. And daily put in regular time, at least 2 hours to your meditation. Suppose you have not put in any time. Don't conceal it. Submit me your diary is blank. There's no harm in that. You may send in only for 1 month, 2 months. After all, you'll morally feel what you're doing. You'll begin to do something. So when you get something to start with, it's better always to dwell. It is helping your own self, is it not? Learn to die so that you may begin to live. There's no fear of death, no sting of death will be left. So spare some time to attend the talks over here, weekly, time and place he will tell you. And put in regular time to your bread of life and water of life. Give water of life to your soul first, then give the bread of life to the body. And God will help you. My wishes are there. He will give you the address very. So those who are in the control of mind and outgoing faculties identified with it, they don't believe, how can there be light inside? Who says when you close your eyes it's all darkness? They don't believe. When they see for their own self, then they have to say, yes, there is something. So Master tried not to believe in anything what the Master says, unless you bear testimony to it, maybe little the more. That's the work of his master or a sadhu or a saint. That from where you can discriminate right from the wrong, rhyming wolves from the lambs. Second, with the grace of the Guru, he says, I have found God. He owns it now. Kata, how? By self-analysis. Macrocosm in the microcosm. When I rose above physical body, that mind, three states of mind. One is physical mind, the other is astral mind, the third is third mind, you see? Different stages of mind. Because when I wrote on the physical body and the physical mind, Pindiman it is called, then I saw some light. When I rose on the sacred astral mind and the astral body, I saw still more light. When I rose still above, then still more light. Just like a lamp is lit, some 3-4 covers are over it, you see there's no light. If you take off one cover, you see some light. 2, still more. 3, still more. So God is all light. To have something to start with the light and sound principle, it grows more and more and more sweet as you, the densities of the different planes are changed. He's telling all that now. How he got God? By analyzing himself from the physical body and physical mind, astral body and astral mind, and causal body and causal mind. Now he says, as I gave it, God-man or man-god, or call any name you like, sadhu or saint or elder brother or father, anything you like. He gives you an experience of the light by bringing your attention into the eye center. You see light. When you sit there, you truly, you see and you praise God. He preferred always those who praise God without seeing Him. They are like blind men. They are good actions, of course, he does not. He cannot deny, but that is good action, you see, with doership there. That as you sow, so shall you reap. Now again, further goes, this man body is wonderful. It has got 10 doors. 9 are apparent, 1 is latent. 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils, mouth, 2 nostrils, they are open, apparent. They are the 9 doors open to the sense world. And there is the 10th door behind it, at the back of the eyes, where the soul passes into the beyond by coming to that place. When the single eye opens, he says, so long you don't withdraw your attention from outside, from the 9 doors, and come to the 10th door, because you see light, now you hear the sound. He's given very clearly all this life experience. People say that saints keep this thing secret. No, they turn out from this. Now platforms like that, you see. It is for you people, if you can go up yourself, find it. If not, take the help of somebody. So, what he says, when you rise, he says, I withdrew my attention from outside, from the 9 doors, and came to the 10th of the door, at the back of the eye. There I heard the sweet melody of the music of the sphere, nada. That is most bliss-giving. So long we have not contact with that God power, which is called Shabda, or word, or Nama. When you close your eyes, with all your presence you see darkness. When you withdraw your attention from outside, come to the back of the eyes, there the light opens, the single eyes open. It is better to enter the world with one eye rather than 2, which will cast you into hell. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Straight is the gate. Read the scripture. Straight is the gate. It goes zigzags. You cannot rise above it. These are references into the beyond. You see how the soul leaves the man body. Now he says, unless you see the darkness is removed and choose the light of God face to face, your coming and going is not ended. When you see God, He is the power controlling you, your ego is lost, you are not to come back. But unless you see the light of God within you, about modern document, the churches and the temples and the mosques and everywhere, daily worship. So amongst Hindus, there is a custom, you see, when a man is the deathbed, he says, all right, he lights a lamp on the palm of the hand, and all the people look into the flame of the lamp. And they read a mantra there, which means this light will lead you to God. Hand and the light both remain here. What light is here? That light is within you already. You see at the time when you reach the 10th door in the body, and with your inner eye, the third eye, the single eye is open. So he said, the key of this, suppose there is a man who has got a house. You want to enter in that house, he has locked up the door of the house and given key to the agent or the servant or somebody. So first we'll have to seek the sanction of the owner of the house. If he gives sanction, then he asks the servant, go and open the door. He gives him the key. So God is right there. God is right in the temple which he has made in the tomb of the mother, this man body. He had locked it and given the key to the God in man or man in God or saint anything in the life. He gives you a sitting, withdraws your attention from all outside to the seat of soul in the body and you see life. Of course some get more, some others get less according to each man's background, but everybody has something to start with. It's the saint. The man who made that body God, he locked it up and gave the key to the saint to open it whenever. He gives sanction. All are not given initiation. It is God's chosen. We are chosen by him. It is not we who choose. It is he chooses. Whom he chooses. Now, for an example, there is an office. You see there appointments vacant, 2, 4, 6. And the man in charge, officer in charge over there, his handwriting is very calligraphy, very wonderful, very. He asks all applications to come to him in handwriting. He passes on, there are hundreds, passes on, goes on, whatever handwriting, very bitter, it takes out. Because he appreciates that coalition which is in him. So those who are hankering after it, as compared to the world, God resides inside. He makes some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere, otherwise you can be put on the way, that's all. So what does he see? To what his grace works, he chooses you. Then he brings you in contact those who are very yearning for him, much yearning for him. He brings him in contact with somewhere he can be put out of the way, that's all right. Now it started with the beginning, you see, that this man body is a cave which is dark inside, that God resides in this, he is so big as great as I told you before, as Prophet Muhammad said, but he just can reside in the devotee's heart. He is latent, he is all this. Outer expression is also God. All you see it is the expression of God. When your inner eye is opened, first you see it is all darkness. When you that inner eye you open, you see it is all light, all God. There is no place where God is not.
Please tell us whether this west is progressing or deteriorating.
Well, it is awakening. West is awakening to the same truth which is already given out by Christ and all other things. They are fed up with materialism. They have advanced sufficiently well in the material way. Now they are not happy. So they are turning to that way, to spiritual. They are growing, you see. This is to my mind what I find. Yes, who wants any special thing? He is welcome. We talk in detail. So what little I have got, I give you in a digest form, you see. Consider it, and see more, I am at your disposal. Then they can come at 8, if you like. Welcome, welcome. Yeah. What little I have come to know, it is at your disposal, you see. Bless you.